Amber and Tanner in the morning.
Well, we are your morning show on Froggy 92.9.
But you can listen to us any time of the day with Amber and Tanner on demand.
On any podcast platform, froggy929.com, the Froggy 92.9 app.
And every Saturday morning on the radio.
Sonoma County's number one morning show anytime, anywhere. And right now, here's the best of Amber and Tanner.
What is a habit you'd like to add to your life? Personally, I would like to add going to the doctor more. I have this weird thing that so many guys have where I hate going to the doctor and I want to act like a macho man when something's wrong, which in every other aspect of my life, I am not a macho man.
Well, who needs it? Who needs to be a macho man?
Exactly. Especially
do whatever you want to do.
Especially when it comes to something like the doctor. Want to be honest? I have an eye infection, everybody, and it hurts.
Yeah,
real bad.
It was pretty bad. You know, yesterday you were telling me your eye was hurting, and I was like, you know what, Tanner, get over it. And then I looked up and I was like, oh!
My eye looks like the tomato from VeggieTales.
I was like, Tanner, please. I'm not a person that thinks you should go to the doctor about everything.
Yeah.
But you had to go to the doctor.
To have like an intervention from you and like four other people that were like, no, Tanner, you need
Please.
To go to the. And I hate that.
It looks bad.
I have that like weird macho man energy where like, no, it'll sort itself out. And like, because that's unhealthy. Like,
it was spreading.
I feel so much better today with antibiotic eye drops in my eye. Could you imagine if I didn't go? It would have been
you
crazy.
You would lose your eye.
I would be a pirate. Just yarg everywhere.
wouldn't be fun for anyone.
And it's just something I want to add to my life because I have like a bunch of weird medical stuff that just like pops up and I just want to, it was kind of opened my eyes, weirdly enough, to go to the doctor
more. Love that
more.
Pun, Tanner.
Anytime. Do you have a habit you want to add to your life?
Yeah, I want to call my family more. I'm really bad about it. And I do apologize to my wonderful family members out there. It's like I almost have to set reminders or set time aside to call people. And that's so sad. And it's just a habit. I want to call a family member every single week and get an update. And it's something I've been wanting to do. And I'm going to try to do it.
Woo!
A habit.
We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. What's a habit you'd like to add to your life?
Shelby from Sonoma said, I like to at least go for a walk every day. That's a good habit.
I love this. Anne from Sebastopol, she says, I'd like to compliment people more and make them smile.
That's such a good habit to
have.
Thomas from Rona Park says, I'd like to leave my house without forgetting my mask. Me too.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
So there are 24 unique dialects throughout this country. And the Southern dialect, the one I have, is the most imitated by other countries. And for some reason, by everyone in this office.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying.
For some reason, whenever people interact with Amber, you don't even have that much of a Southern accent. You're from the great state of Georgia. And I don't really hear it, but people go, oh, Amber Lynn, wherever you go. And I've seen it happen a bunch.
I don't know why the Lynn thing is a thing. But no, now I've noticed like everyone in this office has like a slight Southern accent. Like they'll say things when they're exaggerating in a Southern accent.
Yeah.
So we have a very iconic way of speaking. But can Tanner identify exactly what these Southern sayings really mean?
Ooh, I don't know, because I'm from Washington State, which is the furthest from a Southern state.
All right. Does Tanner have the gumption? Let's find out. All right. What does y'all mean? Is it A, three or more people, B, you all, or C, everybody?
It's you all, right?
It's correct. It is B.
Woo.
All right. What does this mean? Madder than a wet hen. Is it A, extremely angry, B, flustered, or C, dizzy?
I think A.
You are correct. Madder.
I've heard you say that.
That
before.
Man made me madder than a wet hen. All right. Fitna or fixin' to means A, loaded gun, B, getting ready to do something, or C, finishing something.
C?
You are incorrect.
Dang it.
Getting ready to do something.
You're like, I'm fixing to do something?
I'm fixing to play this phone call. All right. What does cattywampus mean? Is it A?
Cattywampus.
Organized. B? Any animal with rabies. Or C? Out of whack.
I'm going to go with rabies.
You are incorrect.
Dang it.
It is C? Out of whack.
It's all cattywampus.
It's all cattywampus.
I have never heard that in my entire life.
It's one of my favorites. All right. What does it mean being ugly? When someone's being ugly, does it mean they are singing off key? Does it mean that they have clothes that are filthy? Or is it C, when they're acting very rude or improper?
I'm going to ask, rude and improper.
You're correct.
Yep.
Woo. All right. Running all over Hell's Half Acre. Does it mean A, someone who walked through a thorny bush, B, taking a shot of moonshine, or C, a very busy person?
Moonshine.
You're incorrect. He's running all over Hell's Half Acre. It means he's a busy person. All right.
Okay.
Here's a bonus. All right, Tanner. If you get this one, I'll buy you a half candy bar.
Woo! All right, let's do it.
What is a buggy?
That is a shopping cart.
Woo!
Yeah. I think I did pretty good.
You did pretty good. Congratulations, Tanner. You have the gumption.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Good morning, it's Reggie from New Jersey. I just wanted to call, wish you guys a very happy Thanksgiving, and let you know we're all thankful for you because you guys really, like, uplift the mornings for us.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that, Reggie. We appreciate you, man.
That's so sweet. Well, we love you too, Reggie, and you make our morning every time you call.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
We want to hear about that unique Thanksgiving ritual that you have in your household. We know someone out there probably has something bizarre.
Yeah, so give us a call. 636-1-HOP.
My name is Nick. I'm calling from Healdsburg. Good morning, guys. How you doing? I've got an awesome story for you. I was raised in Backwoods, Minnesota, and for Thanksgiving, we would go get the turkey really early that morning, and my grandpa, with his wooden leg, would always cut the heart of the turkey out and eat it while it was still pumping as a good omen to have a turkey dinner that evening.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's intense, man.
And one year I shot the turkey and I got a BB in its heart. And when he bit into it, it hurt him. And so the rules every year after that is you had to shoot the turkey in the head.
Oh,
that's
my
hard to do.
Gosh, where did your grandmother get this from?
It's very hard to do because the first thing they want to do is run away from you. And so to shoot a turkey in the head is a little harder than you can imagine.
You know what? Who are we to judge other people's holiday traditions? If your grandma wants to rip a heart out,
rip that out.
Yeah, just go for it, grandma.
Yeah. Five. I was watching my grandpa with a wooden leg eat butt pumping turkey hearts.
What was the? How old were you the first time you saw this tradition? Did you have to wait till a certain age?
I remember being strapped to my dad's back. Like,
wow.
It was just everything we did to where. Here's the funny thing. I've been out here in California for 20 years, and this year I wish I was back in Minnesota eating pumping turkey heart, doing. You know, it's just such a root beginning of life to where I kind of miss it a little bit. Oh, and later on that night when we had the bird, it was all, you know, the most peaceful night, and that's where you go from one extreme to the other. You know, you have to cherish what you get, and we worked for it, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
It's like wearing your lucky underwear when your favorite team plays, right? You got to eat the heart in order to have a good meal.
Or never taking them off, you know, same kind of thing.
The best of Amber and Tanner in the morning, right now. It's Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
What kind of Christmas tree do you get? I'm asking this because before I met my amazing fiance, Cole Bledsoe, I thought all Christmas trees were the same.
There's big differences. I'm sorry. This is news to me
as well. I didn't know there were like genuses, like different types. I just thought they were all the same thing.
I thought
it was
just like pine trees.
A Christmas tree, like an evergreen Christmas tree. Yeah. I thought it was just the same thing. They just maybe looked different. So every time we go get a real tree every year. It's something that is important to my fiance, Cole. And he's always like, we have to get a Douglas fir, Fraser fir, like a Seinfeld fir.
What's next, a Family Guy fir?
So he said that a Douglas fir is like something he always grew up getting, and he kind of want to sticks with that tradition.
Yeah.
Which I totally respect. I love that he's keeping up with these traditions. But me, I just want to pick a good looking one. I don't care what it is.
You're like, I don't care if its bark is a little bit different. I just like want a nice looking Christmas
exactly.
tree.
Exactly. So yeah. Do you have a very specific type of tree that you get because of a tradition, or like what's your situation with Christmas trees, Sam?
You're probably going to roll your eyes at me because of this conversation, but mine is absolutely an artificial tree.
That's okay.
It's an artificial tree. Yeah,
my family did artificial trees all the time.
Yeah, and I don't really like real trees that much. I just feel like it's so much maintenance.
It is.
And I just don't want to deal with it, to be honest.
Well, we asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. What type of Christmas tree do you get and why?
We have a lot of great responses. Like Crystal from Santa Rosa said, a noble fir. The branches are sturdy and hold our ornaments the best.
See, that's such a great reason as to why you pick out a certain tree.
Yeah.
I need to ask Cole why he does this. But again, Lee from Roanert Park commented and said, balsam fir, that's just what my family always bought.
Well, that's cool. And yeah. Karen from Sonoma says, we have an artificial lighted 6-foot tree. We leave it up all year in my husband's man cave. He blows it off in December and brings it in the house and we decorate it.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Available on the Froggy 92.9 app, froggy929.com, and Saturday mornings on the radio. It's Amber and Tanner anywhere, anytime, only on Froggy 92.9.
What's the last TV show? Maybe it's a book, maybe a movie that you watch. What's the last one that inspired you? I started reading our former President Barack Obama's memoir. It's called The Promised Land. And I have convinced myself that I can make a run for the office.
As long as we don't give you a Twitter account. I mean, it might be okay.
This happens every time I watch or do anything. I convince myself, and this is probably some sort of sickness, that I can do whatever it is. Like, when I watch Rudy, I was like, I could be a star athlete.
Mm-mm.
I could work for it. And now this.
So you really think you could be president?
I really think I could be president.
Tanner, you can't even spell marshmallow. And you think you could be president?
Come on.
Literally, you've spelled it wrong twice.
Twice?
I've told you so many times that's not how you spell marshmallow, and you continue to do it. And I don't know if you're messing with me, and I don't think that you are.
About
so that's
the presidency thing?
No, about
or the marshmallow.
Not knowing how to spell marshmallow.
No, I don't know how to spell marshmallow. Is it mellow or mallow?
It's mallow.
Why is it spelled that way? You know, that's going to be my first policy when I'm president of the United States is to change the spelling of marshmallow.
What makes you, seriously, what? So reading this book made you think you could be president. Why?
I really enjoy helping communities. I enjoy making change in the world. You know, we do a silly radio show here on Froggy Night 2.9, but we like to do a lot of good, too. We like to do blood drives. We haven't been able to do them much this year, but we did a lot of events called Lend a Hand. That stuff makes me feel really good.
Yeah.
And I really want to make a difference in this world somehow.
Okay.
And I just, my mind just automatically went to the presidency. I was like, Chambers 2024, let's make it happen.
I mean, maybe if you go to English 101 in college and then make your way to politics, political science or something.
Got to go to Marshmallow 249.
Yeah, you got to like, you know what? I think anything is possible. I mean, gosh. All right. Well, we asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/...
Amber and Tanner in the morning. What was the last movie, TV show, or book that inspired you? Sarah from Petaluma says, I've been reading some James Patterson books lately, and they're really awesome, and I can never put them down.
Scott from Santa Rosa says, anytime I watch an E60 doc on ESPN, it inspires me to be better. Better at what? Life?
Life,
sports?
I guess. It's just inspiring stories, yeah.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Who's that memorable relative that you're going to miss this year at Thanksgiving? The things I'm going to miss the most about not going home for the holidays are like my wild and lovable relatives. You know, I've got my loud aunt, my cousins who have like 3 or 4 kids. They're all running around being crazy. My grandmother who's like a perfectionist. And then my older brother who's like the star of the show, who comes over and like piles mashed potatoes on one plate and that's all he eats. And then he just wants to talk about politics the whole time.
Oh boy.
But you know, we've all got some interesting relatives. So that's why, you know, I want to talk about that memorable, that kooky relative that you're going to miss this year at your Thanksgiving dinner. Who are they? And like what do they do? Tanner, do you have a relative like this that's the star of the show?
Oh man, do I. My Uncle Ron is always the star of the show. The last Thanksgiving memory I have of him is at my grandparents' house, and I walked by the bathroom, and the door was open, and he was just blow-drying his face, literally just blow-drying his face. Like, Uncle Ron, what are you doing? He goes, my face has to be hot for the meal. I was like, your face has to, he goes, yeah, try it. And he like blew in my face and it did not make a difference at all.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I was like, I think you just, my face is unnecessarily hot now. And like at the table, he's like, isn't this great? And I was like, no, not at all.
You know what? I kind of resonate with that. I kind of understand, like, your Uncle Ron, I think, because I don't like to be cold when I eat.
Yeah.
I like to be, like, normal. Because when you're cold and you're, like, shaking and you're trying to eat, I don't know.
He was in there for, like, 20 minutes doing it, though. It was a while.
I get where Uncle Ron is coming from. But we asked you this on Facebook because we wanted to hear about your relatives. Facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning. What's that relative you're going to miss this year?
Delma from Petaluma says, my mom and great niece. We all pitch in and eat way too much, but it's family time and I get to pick on them.
Lindsay from Santa Rosa says, my cousin Rachel. We always sit and share hors d'oeuvres while catching up on the family gossip. It's great quality time, and I always look forward to spending it with her specifically.
And Cynthia from Runner Park commented and said, our first Thanksgiving without my mom and mother-in-law.
I know it's got to be hard not to spend time with, like, your extended family this year, but we just want you to know we're thinking about you and we're thinking about them.
Headline in a haystack, Tannery's headlines. Amber tells us which one is a lie, because it's headline in a haystack.
Want to give a shout out to Christine from Healdsburg. She wrote today's fake headlines. You can too. Just send us a message. Facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning. Headline in a haystack works like this. I'm going to read three headlines. Amber has to identify which one is real.
All right, let's do it. Wait. What do I get if I get this right?
Okay, how about a candy bar? Do you want something else? Coffee?
Whatever.
How about coffee from Starbucks?
Not going to give it to me anyway, so let's go.
Here's headline number one, ham sandwich extravaganza, a co-op effort in Ohio.
Mm.
Here's headline number two, sweaters banned in Danish village because of lack of materials.
Sweaters banned in Danish village.
Yep.
Okay, got it.
Here's headline number three, face recognition isn't just for humans. It's learning to identify bears and cows, too. What is the headline in a haystack?
I'm going to say the ham sandwich extravaganza.
That is not the headline in a haystack.
Dang it. All right, the second one, sweater band. What the heck?
The headline in a haystack is the face recognition isn't just for humans.
Why bears and cows?
It's called Bear ID. It's one of several efforts to adapt it for animals in the wild on farms. So there's a bunch of technology that wants to identify bears instead of doing those tags that they, like, put on their ears. Sometimes they, like, will shoot tags into bears. It's an effort to apparently get a more humane way to identify bears.
What? I don't understand, but whatever, okay.
Why do we need to identify bears? We'll never know.
Headline in a haystack.
It's Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
The best of the week, right now on Froggy 92.9.
How do you think you're handling distance learning, parents? I cannot possibly imagine what it's like for you and the teachers. This is such a difficult situation. I know we have to help our kids with our homework, but schoolwork too.
And
I'm not smart enough.
We're not parents, but we have witnessed parents that we work with and parents that are friends have gone way above and beyond to ensure that their kid has a good experience learning. And
you
we just want to say shout out to you parents for killing it and teachers.
Oh, my gosh. I can't possibly imagine. I don't know how your kids' grades are doing this year, but I think you deserve some good grades for how you've handled this crazy school year. And there's a survey out that, you know, asked parents how they've done helping their kids with remote learning this year. And 40% of parents give their teaching skills an A.
Hey, got some confident parents out there. I like it.
Yeah, and 35% give themselves a B. We asked about this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning. What would you give yourself for distance learning? And we got one comment.
Becky from Runner Park gave herself an F. Becky, I'm sure you're doing great.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get hard on yourself because these kids, they have like this new math that we didn't learn growing up. And I can't imagine how annoying, stressful. You're like, no, that's not how you act. That doesn't make sense.
And you know, math is so different now from what it was when you and I were even in school, Tanner. It's like math 1, 2, and 3 or something instead
it's
of
completely
like
completely different.
I don't know what's going on. I already don't know how to do math. And I just can't imagine. And I know that's like one of the subjects parents are having the most difficulty with, that and science.
Yeah.
Good for you guys. I know it's hard, but we're so proud of you.
On the radio and in your pocket. Download Amber and Tanner on demand right now on your favorite podcast app. Amber and Tanner, Sonoma County's
number one morning show.
Only on Froggy 92.9.
Let's argue a little bit. Thanksgiving is this Thursday, and we want to know what is the best Thanksgiving side dish.
Well, we asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. Get your mouth watering.
Christina from Roner Park said turkey and cranberry. Then what's funny is her husband Jeremy replied and said, same, but you'll want to get some pizza after I ruin the dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess he's cooking this year?
Maybe.
That's my guess.
I didn't know that turkey was a side.
Right? Since when is turkey? Turkey's the main deal here.
Not to argue with you, Christine. But, okay, Kelly from Sebastopol said garlic parmesan Brussels sprouts. That sounds really good.
I've never had it.
Bring some of those in.
I want to try it. Kelly, please bring them in. And Shannon from Petaluma said mashed potatoes and gravy for me, which makes me nauseous because I hate mashed potatoes. They're disgusting.
You're weird.
I hate mashed potatoes.
What's your favorite then?
Well, mine has to be marshmallow yams. People call them candied yams, and I get teased for calling them marshmallow yams. But it's so good, which is weird because I never eat yams any other time of the year, but I'm just shoveling it down.
In the South, we call it sweet potato casserole.
Ooh.
We make it with sweet potatoes, and you put different stuff on it.
I want to try with sweet potatoes. What about you? What is your favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Oh, man. It's like asking me what is the meaning of life. It's between green bean casserole and macaroni and cheese.
Ooh.
Because my dad always makes, like, his famous macaroni and cheese. You know what? I'm going to go with that in honor of Keith Henderson. Mac and cheese it is.
Amber and Tanner
on demand.
Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
So what are some new holiday traditions that you are going to be doing this year?
I think the one thing that is going to be changing, of course, we're not able to see people and families and loved ones. But the big thing for me is decorating early.
Mm.
My household did it on November 1st this year, the day after Halloween. I think I'm going to do that every single year. I love it.
You know, as much as we all wish that things were back to normal, they just aren't. And so that's like a great way to, you know, spread the holiday cheer. I think decorating early is, it makes you feel better. It makes you feel like things are normal.
Every time I walk in and see my tree all decorated, I get a little bit of joy. Absolutely.
Okay. I can't even think of any new holiday traditions that I'm starting this year, but we've got a couple of answers from a survey. Number one on the list of new traditions people are starting is dropping off surprise presents at people's houses.
I love that.
That's so sweet.
That is so cool. Also doing Zoom meals with extended family.
I like this one, having a day where everyone disconnects from all their devices.
I love that. I've been trying to do that for the past couple years, but I just can't stop. I can't put my phone down. And number four, making homemade decorations.
I like this last one. I think I'm going to do it. Baking a specific recipe as a family.
That's cool.
I always wanted to tackle my grandmother's cornbread dressing. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to try this year. I don't know how it's going to go. We'll see.
The survey also found there's at least some bright side to not being able to see so many people during the holidays. 45% of people are looking forward to not having to answer a bunch of personal questions.
Ooh, that is great. That's a new holiday tradition I think we should all start.
Absolutely.
Not asking personal questions. Well, we'd love to hear from you. What's a new holiday tradition you're creating this year?
Give us a call, 636-1HOP.
Hey, this is Brad from Santa Rosa. I think we're doing, instead of a traditional turkey, we're doing soup dumplings in Chinese food for Thanksgiving.
Why are you doing that instead of the traditional Thanksgiving meal?
Since we can't be with, you know, most of the family in person, it feels like everything's a little bit different. So why not also change up the cuisine?
Oh,
I like that. That's cool. Kind of creating a new thing that you can do after the pandemic and everything, too.
Exactly. Yeah. And that way, when it all comes back together, that turkey will be even better.
Amber and Tanner
on demand
every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more?
Yes.
Listen on your favorite podcast platform now,
woo-hoo!
Including the Froggy 92.9 app.
Amber and I are on day 8 of not drinking energy drinks together. Amber, I really appreciate you doing this with me. I'm trying to get my caffeine consumption under control, and that starts with energy drinks.
Well, how do you feel since you've haven't been drinking these energy drinks.
I still don't feel great. I think a lot of those withdrawals from caffeine have passed. I'm not having the migraines, the stomach aches, or anything like that anymore. But I am still drinking caffeine. I'm still drinking coffee. And it's like a coffee and soda every single morning. That's what's keeping me going.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's better or if that's worse, but I feel a little bit better. Like my stomach is happier from not drinking all that stuff. So the bet right now is if I drink an energy drink anytime in 2020, I owe $500 to the Humane Society of Sonoma County and 5 hours of community service to the Redwood Empire Food Bank.
Okay, so it's going pretty good so far then.
Better than I expected.
Do you think you're going to end up buying an energy drink? Like, do you think you're that tempted?
I think because the stakes are so high, $500 is a lot of money for anyone and to me. And I've been thinking, you want to pay rent this month? If you want to pay rent this month, then don't drink an energy drink.
You're not, like, sneaking any in the bathroom and then, like, destroying the evidence?
Absolutely not. I am being...
We could never know.
100% transparent. I'm being 100% honest because I genuinely want to stop drinking it. And I promise I am not lying whatsoever. And so, but I would be a liar if I said I wasn't tempted. There was a couple times where like the energy drink cans were speaking to me in stores and stuff like that. And it's been hard, but it's been huge progress. But for you, I know you weren't addicted as I was, but have you been doing okay?
Yeah, I think I'm drinking more coffee.
Yeah.
Instead of one cup a day, it's two cups now to try to, like, make up for it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to just get down to one cup a day, and we'll see how that goes.
We'll get there eventually.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
Do you know someone who has... a pretty hilarious, unusual talent. Samantha Ramsdale, she has the world's biggest mouth.
Oh, wow.
She just got a Guinness Book of World Records. You know how we love world records here on the show. It measures more than 3.6 inches wide. And Whoa. She was actually bullied for this. But now she's kind of turned it into something fun. She's got a really fun party trick. She puts, like, large things on TikTok in there and... She says she's going to turn it into a full-time job.
I'm going to have to check so that out. What's weird. Her name again?
Samantha Ramsdale.
I'm writing that down. Going to check that out.
So do you, Tanner, have any, like, unusual talents?
Well,
as,
I
like,
do.
A human?
Speaking of mouths, I can dislocate my jaw and fit my whole fist in my mouth.
I want to say do it, but, like, I don't know if I want to see it.
You listening on the car or on the app can't see it right now, but Amber, check this out. You ready?
It's in there.
Uh-huh.
It's in there. That's really weird, Tanner. When did you realize that you could do this? I'm passing napkins to him.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So gross.
I think someone in second grade tried to do it, and I was like, I want to give it a shot. And I was like, look at that.
Or why not? Look what I can do.
A special skill. Do you have something that's kind of weird and bizarre and strange like that?
Yeah. So, like, I can't do it as much as I used to anymore. But I could, like, stretch my neck skin right here, like, really far out.
Whoa.
Is it a lot?
That's really far.
And
that's
people,
a lot.
It hurts. But people used to be like, Amber, do the neck thing. Do the neck thing. And I'm like, no, it kind of hurts me to do it. And they're like, do it. Show Lisa. And I'm like, I don't want to show Lisa.
When bars open up in Sonoma County, we're going to have a couple beverages in us. I'm like, do the neck thing.
It hurts me, but it's like, it used to go out, like, really far.
Yeah.
I don't know if my skin used to be stretchy. But anyway, we would love to hear from you.
Give us a call with something weird that you are able to do with your body. 636-1-HOP.
Or maybe someone you know. Right now we've got Tim from Sonoma. Do you know someone with an unusual talent?
I have had a coworker that was able to squirt milk out his eyes.
Whoa!
He would drink milk and squirt it out of his eyelids. It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Freaked me out the first time he did it. I think he said he stumbled upon it by accident because he was drinking milk and laughed and it came out his eyes, and so he could control it, and it gets real freaky when you drink something that's red and it comes out your eyes. Oh man.
I bet.
Crazy. It was absolutely nuts.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
What What is something that keeps you young at heart? We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 636-1-HOP. But Amber, we were looking through some old photos of ourselves when we first arrived to Sonoma County.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if it's just the year of 2020, but I don't know about you, but I've aged like 20 years in the past year.
No, I definitely have. There was that picture of us in the go-karts at Scandia the first night we got here.
Yeah.
And I was like, I look like I'm 20, I'm not like, 30.
I'm like, what happened to those kids, man? What happened?
Life happened, Tanner.
But we're looking for ways to keep young at heart. We reach out to you on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning.
Tammy from Forestville said, laughter, being able to see good things while in the midst of bad things.
And Pete from Roanoke Park says, playing board games with my family. Yahtzee and Uno represent.
Yeah, playing board games can make you feel young for sure. And then Meg from Santa Rosa says, hair dye at home and canceling cable.
Oh, avoiding the news and all that stuff.
Okay.
Well, we want to hear from you right now. How do you stay young at heart?
Give us a call, 636-1-HOP.
Hi, this is Pauline from Santa Rosa.
Hi there.
Hey. Hi. I have great advice for you, Tanner, to keep you feeling youthful.
What you got?
Have kids, because they keep you very youthful, and you do all the kids things. And my favorite doctor told me, act the age of your child, and they will be just as happy as you will be.
Really? I don't know. I feel like kids would age me more. But can you explain more, like, how they keep you youthful?
Because you do all the things that they're doing.
Yeah.
Keep them happy. So you're coloring, you're watching cartoons, you're running around playing with them, and then you feel like almost, you know, you're doing all the things that that age does. So it keeps you feeling very youthful.
Oh. Well, I got to find a way to adopt a kid or something. Just kidding.
No.
The best of Amber and Tanner in the morning right now. It's Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Let's be real with each other. Let's be honest. What is one Thanksgiving dish that you absolutely cannot stand? It's okay. Let's be honest about it. I'm going to say right now, I hate mashed potatoes. I hate them. I wish they didn't exist. Every Thanksgiving, someone is like, come on, Tanner, but you haven't had...
Just try.
Yeah, you haven't had these mashed potatoes. I've had mashed potatoes every way they could possibly be, and I believe they are the gross... mashed potatoes are the grossest food in the entire world.
You're literally the only person.
I think
You're
so.
You're the only person that feels this way.
I hate mashed potatoes. I think they're disgusting. Do you
it
have,
makes me mad that you feel that way.
I know, because...
I don't know why.
Everyone is, because everyone loves them so much. It's like...
I don't get it.
It's like when everyone around you loves Game of Thrones and you hate it. It sucks being on this side. I wish I liked it. What do you have any food or holiday dishes that you absolutely hate?
Yes, ambrosia salad. My family always has it at big events like this, and it doesn't make any sense to me. Ambrosia salad is grapes, marshmallows, and mayonnaise. Excuse me, no thank you.
I like ambrosia salad.
Dump it in the trash where it belongs.
It's pretty good.
So gross. You're over there saying you don't like mashed potatoes, but you like ambrosia salad?
Absolutely.
You're literally a crazy person.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Nailed it.
Boom, right on the head.
Love mayonnaise and grapes, hate mashed potatoes.
Makes perfect sense, right? We want to hear from you, so give us a call, 636-1-HOP. We have Becky from Cotati on the line.
That cranberry stuff, it looks like yucky Jell-O coming out of a can. Disgusting. And my mom always makes us have it, and nobody ever eats it.
Oh, that's sad. It's just traditional.
Well, she's not alone, because 29% of people eat canned cranberry sauce even though they dislike it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'll eat it all.
I'll eat it. I'm indifferent about it.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and something that we always did in my family before we ate and dive into turkey and stuffing and everything is simply go around the table and answer, what are we thankful for? The Chief Eric Church is speaking about this. He says, you know, this has been a crazy year. One thing I'm most thankful for is my family, their health. You know, we've all, I think, grown closer during this. I'm looking forward to a more normal 2021.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Right there with you, the
yeah,
Chief. We appreciate you.
It's good to put it in perspective for us.
Yeah.
Like, we have a lot to be thankful for this year, even though it's been a pretty rough year. And for some, it's been even worse, you know?
What is something that you're thankful for, Amber?
You know, I'm really thankful for my family and my friends. I know that seems really generic, but I haven't lost anyone this year or lost anyone to COVID-19. I'm super thankful for that I haven't been like personally affected by it. It's just kind of a miracle, and I just want to say thank you for staying at home. Thank you for wearing a mask. You've saved lives of people I love, so I just think that's important. What about you?
I'm thankful for job security. Nice. So many people have lost their jobs this year, and you know we're right there with you. And especially a lot of people in the radio industry have lost their jobs.
Yeah.
And I want to thank, you know, our managers here at Froggy 92.9 for making you and I and all and Dano and Jen a priority. And we appreciate that you appreciate our livelihood.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. We would love to hear from you. What's something you're thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Give us a call right now. 636-1-HOP.
Jared from Myrna Park. So I'm thankful for my health. This time last year, I was hit by a drunk driver, and they didn't think I was going to make it. So I'm glad to be around for another Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry, Jared.
That's okay.
You having that experience mixed in with the pandemic and everything, it's an important thing to be thankful for, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it.
I mean, how are you feeling right now?
Feel 100 times better now. I still deal with some issues. I can work with it. But other than that, yeah, I'm excited to see my son for Thanksgiving and enjoy my turkey with my family.
Yeah.
Great. I'm so excited. How old's your son?
He's 2. Actually, he just turned 3 on Thanksgiving. He will.
Well, that's a cool, you know, double holiday mixed in there. Again, we're so happy to hear that you're doing well, and we hope you have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Amber and Tanner On Demand. Hit next episode to hear even more now. Join in live every weekday morning from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. as Amber and Tanner take your phone calls on Froggy 92.9 on the radio.